Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
33351.
And what would be the first and last name?
Araceli Velasquez.
And have you placed an order yet with us, sir?
Yeah. In February, fill out a survey. I was supposed to receive an iPod once I fill out the survey, but I ended up subscribing to I opened up a subscription that I was not aware of. So I was charged $56 for the last 2 months, and I was not aware of it. After I filled out the survey, they started to charge my credit card with $56, but I never received the iPod. But they still continued to charge $56 to my account. So I called a while ago, and I canceled the subscription, and I have a cancellation number here. And my question is, they're not going to charge anymore. My next payment is supposed to be coming out on May 5th. So they're not supposed to deduct any more money from my credit card. And I'm supposed to check my emails because there's supposed to be some kind of a certificate in there for $100. But anyway, what happened to my iPod? Well, how come I did not receive it, my iPod, after I filled out a survey? But these people still charge me $56 a month for the subscription.
Yes, sir. And please verify at least the street number to the address.
3730 Northwest 88th Avenue, apartment 343 Sunrise, Florida, 33351.
Okay, thank you for that, sir. And I see that this would be for the tablet, and I don't know why it wasn't shipped. But I do see that the account is canceled out. And I do see that you also have the membership to our Gadget website. We've canceled out the account out for you, but we can also offer you a reship for the tablet. It's not an iPod. We are not affiliated with Apple. It's an off brand.
Right. Could you resend it so I can receive the tablet, please?
Yes, sir. I'm working on that now.
I wonder why they failed to send me the tablet. I don't understand.
No, that, sir, I do not know. I just answer the calls for the company. I'm not in the distribution center. So let's see.
Can I change the address, the shipping address?
Give me just a moment, sir. We have the 37330 Northwest.
Yes.
That's the correct one, isn't it?
Yeah, well, can I change that now to a different address?
Let's see. Let me get the reshipment form filled out first.
Okay.
Okay, sir, I can change the shipping address for you.
Okay.
And what's the shipping address?
4240 Galt Ocean Drive, and Galt spells G-A-L-T, Galt.
It's 4240.
4240 Galt Ocean Drive.
G-A-L-T,
Galt. So that'd be 4240 Galt Ocean Drive, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Ocean Drive, Fort.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Hold on, just a second, sir.
Sure.
Lauderdale, Florida. Let's see, where is the F? Okay, and the zip code?
33308.
Okay, so I got the 4240 Galt, G-A-L-T, Ocean Drive. For Lauderdale, Florida, 3308, correct?
Right. Yeah, 4240 Gulf Ocean Drive, yes.
And there's no lot number, apartment number, or anything of that nature,
you could put attention Velasquez.
Okay, let's see. So there's no building number, or suite number, or anything of that nature.
No, it's coming to the front desk. You might want to add it. Attention front desk, Mr. Velasquez.
Okay. Okay, let's see here. Give me just a moment there. I'm almost finished.
Thank you.
All right, sir, I've changed the address for you and made notations into the account for you and sent the ticket in for the reship. And the account is canceled out already, so we don't need to do that. And is there anything else I can assist you with?
When do you think, how long is it going to take for the tablet to be delivered? You have a frame time?
Usually it's 7 to 10 business days.
Okay. All right. I'll be on the lookout.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
That's all.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.